talking today with Josh Bichong. He is an agronomist with OSU Extension. We're here at the annual wheat crop report. The report this year was estimated at 58 million bushels, which is 51% lower than last year's estimate at 115 million bushels. Josh, tell us about why you think this number is so low this year.
The two main factors are harvested acres and the lower yield. So we're going back to why do we have fewer acres to harvest and why is the yield so low. Going back to all the way to last fall, we just didn't get the moisture in time. So we didn't get that tiller development. And then we also lost some stands throughout the winter because we just didn't get that crop established very well. So limited root mass. We didn't get the tillers last fall for a wheat pasture, and we didn't get those tillers back this spring just because that prolonged drought that most of the wheat belt in Oklahoma has faced this year. So going back to we didn't have the tillers. We're not having the heads. What heads we do have are small because when we're developing those heads back at joining stage or before joining stage, we're still well in that drought. So we have had some relief from rains here recently, but for the most part, it's not going to add to the bulk of the crop. So the acres are down. Even though the wheat price is high, it still just doesn't justify on some of these acres that are only going to look at maybe 3 to 7, maybe 10 bushels to the acres. It's just not harvestable. We're looking at, sub 12-inch tall wheat. It's really hard to get a combine in there. So we're looking at a short crop, thin crop, dual-purpose crop. We've seen a lot of guys needing the pasture, so we've been grazing out. Even though the stocking rates have probably been lighter, we had a lot of guys pull off stalkers early last fall, but then they needed places to go. So as the outlook on the wheat grain crop went down, they started kicking those back out this spring. So we had a really uptick in graze out this year. There's going to be a little bit that's terminated to go to summer crop, and some that's going to try to be a hay crop. But what's been laid down so far is pretty thin windrows. So the biggest thing is drought and then the relentless wind. This spring has really dried things out in a hurry. What little rains we had, they've been too small to really account to much. Basically, we lost it as quick as we got it.
How do you think that all of this that's happening right now is going to affect total planted acres going into 2023?
With the wheat price where it's at, we still have a lot of guys wanting to get back to wheat this fall just to try to get some more acres contracted. The seed wheat is going to be an issue that we're looking at. What few acres were getting harvested this year, like you said, half the crop's not going to be there. And so what fields we do have might be kept for seed wheat. And some of those fields are going to be a little weedy. The grain quality might not be there. But just overall, seed wheat, I foresee being an issue this fall.
Do you think there's anything else important that stood out in the report today?
Overall, our diseases have been very light throughout western Oklahoma. We have had some viruses, mostly wheat streak mosaic virus, from the wheat curl mite last fall. So our early acres, where we had moisture to get it up and going, got hit on the back end by wheat streak mosaic. It really didn't show its head till the plant started to try to show its head. So wheat streak mosaic virus, a little bit of barley yellow dwarf virus from the bird cherry oat aphid. Overall diseases, not too bad. Weeds have been, typical suspects, your bromes or cheats. Wild oats has been really bad in southwest Oklahoma, especially with the short crop. We didn't really shade anything out. So weeds have been a little bit of an issue. Getting timely applications, we were delayed breaking dormancy this spring, but once we did break, we broke real quick. So we got up to that first, second, and third joint really quick. So that's some of our clear field acres, our new coaxium acres, weren't able to get those spring applications out. So we're going to have some weedy seed wheat out there that is more likely going to keep the seed cleaners busy this summer.
Thank you, Josh.
Yep.